Let's begin this hatha yoga practice with some standing postures. Remember that we will be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness during the sequence, and that we are working in a non-judgmental mode, exploring our boundaries and our limits in a gentle but determined way. Not trying to force the body into shape, but simply nourishing it with this special kind of attention, and on a regular basis, as we've been doing. For some of these standing postures, you might want to do them in front of a full-length mirror to give you an external view of what is involved. Remember, throughout, to be aware of your breathing, being careful not to hold your breath and letting it float freely as you move into the stretches we'll be doing. And now, beginning by standing with your feet directly under your hips, very connected with the earth, so you're aware of the toes, the balls of the feet, the heels connecting with the floor, and even having a sense of that connection moving down to the earth below. And directing your attention up through the body, beginning down in the ankles, the legs, the trunk, the arms, the neck, and the head. And if you'd like, you can imagine a thread connected to the top of your head, helping you stay lifted up, extending upward into the sky, helping you stand erect and dignified, majestic. And if it helps you, imagining can even imagine yourself as a mountain, rising solidly from the earth up into the sky, balanced and steady. And you can imagine your feet and ankles and legs as the base of the mountain, and rising up through your torso, out into your arms as the sides of the mountains, and upward through your neck and your head, which could be the peak of the mountain. So you're standing here, firmly grounded and erect, knees slightly bent, rising up into the sky. And as you stand here in this mountain pose, you can be aware of a sense of presence and strength, being attentive to the breath as you feel yourself breathing, feeling the breath moving through the body, through this mountain, giving it life. If you want to, you can check the position of your pelvis, tucking it in a bit. Really bringing your awareness into the position as you stand here. Breathing. And on an inhale, moving from the hips, stretching your arms out to the sides, and being aware of the sensations as you move your arms up from your sides, keeping the arms straight and reaching up into space so that your arms are reaching up over your head. Reaching up with the fingertips, reaching reaching as you inhale, keeping the elbows straight, stretching. And if you want, you can clasp the hand around the wrist, first one side and then the other to support you a little bit more as you feel the stretch. Stretching up taller and breathing. Then letting go of the hands, and if you'd like, you can lock hold of the thumbs. Stretch a little bit more, going as far as you can. Be aware of being fully grounded, the body balanced on its feet, and continuing to breathe as we stretch, feeling the stretch, the elbows, the armpits, the ribcage, pelvis, anywhere else that you feel it. And just breathing here as we are ready. Coming back down. Unlocking the thumbs, stretching the arms out to the sides, palms up. Slowly lowering the arms to the sides. Letting the arms coming down slowly and gradually till they're simply dangling limp by their sides, coming back to the mountain posture, feeling your connection to the earth, allowing that string to be lifting you up into the sky, and allowing your eyes to close, centering your attention in the belly, and observing the flow of your breathing. You may notice that the sensation in the arms are more vivid than other places in your body, and feeling the effects of what we've just done in this simple stretch. And now let's take another deep breath in, and this time let's stretch the right arm up, keeping the elbow straight, as if we're picking grapes, trying to reach something that's just out of reach. And notice how as the right arm goes up, the left heel also wants to lift and follow it. Stretching, stretching up, reaching up into the sky, the left arm down alongside your body, relaxed. And then exhaling and lowering slowly the right arm. Coming back into the mountain position. Releasing. And as you're ready, raising the left arm and feeling the right heel as it also lifts up. Looking up over your arm if you like, beyond the fingers, up into the sky as you reach for those grapes or fruit, whatever you like to imagine, feeling the stretch. And then again, taking a deep breath in, and on the out breath, coming back down. And then one more time, letting the arms come up over the head, locking the thumbs together. And this time, as you exhale, extending the left hip out to the side, letting the upper body bend down towards the right. Head between your arms and just breathing as you hang over the right hip. You can let go of your hands, finding where you stop and breathing here as you explore the limits and sensations of your body in this particular bend. Always listen to your body and stop when you feel that it's time for you to come back and rest. Notice how the left side is stretched and feel it. And then inhaling and bringing the arms up again as you straighten up. And this time on the exhalation, going over to the left and stretching as you extend your right hip to the right as far as you can. Letting go of the thumbs, having the arms be parallel as you stretch out the right side. Bending over the left hip and breathing. And when you're ready, coming back up. And then stretching up one last time with the thumbs locked. Slowly, slowly lowering the arms to the sides as before. Letting them dangle. And then once again, feeling your position as you center yourself and balance in the mountain pose. Maintaining a flow of attention with your breath as you balance. Standing here in alignment, stable and balanced. And when you're ready, let's do some shoulder rolls. So we'll be rolling the shoulders around in a forward direction. And you can break this down into four separate movements if you'd like. Beginning by raising the shoulders up towards the ears as far as they'll go. The arms are passive, hanging. And then squeezing the shoulders together in front of the chest. And then letting them just drop, relaxed. And now bringing them together behind the back, squeezing the shoulders towards the shoulder blades as close as they'll go. Make sure you keep breathing. And then letting them drop and relax. And when you're ready, you can, in a big rowing motion, move the shoulders up, back, down, front, up, back, down, front, using my voice as a guide as you move at your own pace, continuing to feel the flow of breath. And then when you're ready, stopping, coming back to stillness, standing here, erect and dignified, feeling the breath and the effects of what we've been doing, and moving the shoulders in the opposite direction. Moving them counterclockwise. Staying with the breath as you do this. And then, again, relaxing again, coming back to the mountain pose and feeling any sensations that you may notice in the neck and shoulder region especially. And we're going to be working with the neck. First gently lowering your chin to your chest or as far as it will go. And feeling the sensation in the back of your neck. Being aware of the breath in your belly and your chest, your shoulders, then letting the head come back up again, pausing, centering yourself and balancing. And then as you're ready, bringing the chin up and letting the head fall back down towards the back of the neck. And if you want, you can open your jaw, move your mouth, and feel the effect of the stretch. And then again, coming back up, lifting the head up, standing straight and erect, coming back into balance. And as you're ready, letting the head move down towards the right shoulder so that your right ear is moving towards the right shoulder, coming as close as it can go. And opening to this, to feel the stretch on the left side of your neck, and noticing any other area in the body. It's experiencing some sensations. And then once again, coming back up to center. And then letting the ear come down towards the left shoulder. Breathing with it as you now feel the stretch on the right side of the neck. Making sure that the right shoulder isn't elevated, and keeping the arms loose on your sides. And breathing. And then when you're ready, lifting the head and coming back to standing position, keeping the head in a neutral position. Again, centering and grounding yourself. Feeling your feet making contact with the floor. And really allowing the body to be completely relaxed. At the same time, being alert, upright, poised, and balanced as you breathe. And now, let's work at some balancing. And at the same time, strengthening the muscles at the side of the body. So we'll begin by slowly letting your weight shift from both feet to the left foot. And raising the arms up as we do that, so they're parallel to the floor. And raising the right leg up as much as it will come. And staying here, breathing. Perhaps focusing on a spot on the wall. Just stand on the left leg, just holding it here out to the side. Arms out to the side. Breathing, doing your best to maintain your balance. If you lose your balance, recentering yourself, and then doing it again. Being aware of the breath, using it to help you steady yourself. And now slowly letting the leg come back down, the arm come back down, and letting the weight shift gradually so that you're on both feet, centered, making sure that the knees are slightly bent and standing erect. And then again, when you're ready, shifting your weight so you're supporting yourself on the right leg, the right foot. And as you breathe in, letting the left leg come up to the side and the arm up again with it, keeping it parallel to the floor, and letting all your weight now be supported on the right leg, raising your leg up as far as you can, balancing here, holding it, breathing, and using the focus of your eyes and the steadiness of your breath to help you stay concentrated and balanced. Again, holding it as long as you know is the right amount of time for you. Those of you who are flexible and have some endurance perhaps can raise the leg up a little bit more. So you stretch your arms out, breathing deeply into the belly. And then when you're ready, slowly letting the arms and the legs come back down, coming into rest, standing. And now let's put our hands on our hips and gently turn, just from the waist, looking over our right shoulder, as far behind you as you can, and doing your best to keep your hips facing forward, turning the head and the chest, keeping your feet secure on the ground, and then coming back to center. Centering yourself, breathing. And then back to center. And then keeping your hands on your hips, now turning from the ankles so that you're turning the whole body except for the feet. The whole body as far as you can, tracking with the eyes, going as far as you can to the right. Breathing as you do it. And when you're ready, slowly coming back to center and turning with your ankles all the way to the left. Going as far as you can, breathing with it, being aware of your body and what it's feeling in various places, and then consciously moving back to center and letting your hands dangle once more. And when you're ready, moving into a forward bend, beginning by bending the knees slightly and pushing the abdominal muscles in, taking a deep breath and stretching the arms up over the head, and on an exhalation, bending over from the waist and hanging down until your head is hanging down towards the floor. Your arms are hanging towards the floor or touching the floor. And just resting in this position, hanging and breathing, the knees slightly bent, belly tight, and every time you breathe in, feeling the in-breath expanding against the rib cage, stretching the back a little bit more as you breathe out, letting gravity pull you down a little bit more. And letting the muscles lengthen and relax, and letting the head sink a little lower, a little bit deeper. A little bit further down towards your knees and the floor. And breathing slow, deep, diaphragmatically. And if you'd like, while you're down here, you can stretch one arm, let's say the right arm, until you're parallel to the floor, holding it here, breathing, and feeling the effect of this balancing posture. And then once again, letting it come back down. Hanging here. And then stretching the left arm up and out until it's parallel to the floor. And then letting it down. Just hanging, breathing. And when you're ready, coming back up slowly, the lower part of your spine first. So you're straightening first the hips, then the central part of the back, then the upper back, and only then the head. Coming back into the mountain position, standing in balance and stillness. And if you care to, you can close your eyes to feel yourself breathing, feeling the breath and the sensations of the body, really tuning into the effects of this forward bend. Letting everything settle as you stand here, centered and at ease. The head upright, allowing that string from the top of your head, lifting you up, erect into the sky, standing tall. Letting your body be in alignment, relaxed, grounded, at ease with yourself as we continue working with ourselves as we are. And next we'll do the chair, which involves stretching both arms out in front of you, parallel to the ground, and having your feet about a body's width apart. And if you can, imagine that you're sitting down on a chair. And coming down to a sitting position the best you can, keeping your head and your back as erect as you can. You'll be bent forward a little bit, slowly bending the knees, and sitting down, reaching the point that's best for you. Getting as close as you can, as if you were actually sitting down in a real chair. And holding this posture, of course, continuing to breathe. And this is an intense stretch, and you may feel it in your ankles or your calves or the small of your back. And do your best to breathe here with this feeling as you develop greater strength practicing this posture and doing what's necessary to maintain it, using your arms for balance and breathing. And see if you can drop a little bit lower down, staying at your limit, working it, whatever it may be. And then again, when you're ready, slowly, slowly, consciously, standing back up, letting your arms hang down. And if you want to, you can just shake them out a little bit and take a long, deep breath, letting it in, letting it out, letting all the tension and fatigue that builds up in doing this leave on the out-breath. And we'll be doing the tree next. So, taking your right foot, balancing on your left, drawing the right foot up, putting it as high as you can manage on the inside of your left leg. Some of you will be able to go perhaps as high as the thigh. Some of you may be around the knee or even lower. Do the best you can. Balancing on the left leg, and then bringing the palms together, locking the thumbs together, and breathing like this. The right knee is bent towards the wall. And if you'd like, you can pick out a spot either on the wall or if you're using a mirror in the mirror, or even on the floor 3 or 4 feet in front of you, focusing your gaze on the spot. And keeping the arms stretched up over the head as high as they'll go. Locking the thumbs together still, or clasping your fingers together, and pressing the upper arms against your ears. Breathing deeply down into the abdomen on each in-breath, and out from the abdomen from your belly on each out-breath. Just balancing here in the tree. Stretching up if possible, keeping the left knee straight. And remember, you were working at your limits, so you need to be sensitive as to when it's time to come back down. And when you're ready, slowly unclasping your hands, letting the arms come back down to the sides, and when they're about horizontal, lifting the knee up, bringing the right foot down alongside the left foot. As the arms come down, as if you were making a 3-point landing totally under your control. And then allowing the weight to shift to the right foot. Pausing for a moment. And then letting the weight shift to the right foot as you put the left foot up alongside the leg, wherever it will go. And this time, starting with your hands clasped together in front of your chest. And when you've stabilized yourself, stretching the arms up over the head, pressing the arms up against your ears as you breathe, balancing here. And again, stretching a little bit higher. So important to keep breathing. And choosing a spot. Point on the ground or in the mirror where you can focus to help you be stable. And then as you're ready, unclasping your hands and slowly letting the arms come down. And when they're horizontal with the floor, lifting the left knee up. And again, slowly coming down with the arms and the feet. Until you're standing down again, balanced on both feet. And again, closing your eyes and centering your awareness in your belly and your sense of your body as a whole as you stand here, stable. Breathing. And then when you're ready, sitting down, and we'll do some stretches from a sitting position. Now, let's begin by bringing the soles of the feet together and lacing the fingers by the toes. And then slowly drawing the heels in towards the pelvis as you sit up straight. Now be careful not to yank or to pull on your feet, but just move them in until you've reached the point where your body is telling you to stop. And then just gently bounce the knees a little bit to loosen things up in the pelvis and the inside of your thighs. And as you do this, breathing down into your belly. Now let's sit with the left leg stretched out in front of you and bringing the right foot again on the inside of the thigh, as far up towards the pelvis as it will go. And then when you're ready, sitting up straight, taking a deep breath in. And as you do, stretching the arms up over your head and locking the thumbs together, being careful to do this slowly and mindfully so you're not pulling or jerking or pushing yourself beyond your limits. And moving again from the hips. And moving from the back and down. Lowering your head between your arms over the left leg and hanging wherever you wind up. And if you'd like, taking hold of the leg with the hands and gently, each time you breathe out, encouraging the forehead to come down a little bit more, a little bit closer towards the knee, between the arms. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in and raising the arms, the head, and the chest up again. So you're sitting up straight again, relaxing, breathing. And when you're ready, again, taking a deep breath in. And once again, moving from the hips, beginning with the lower back. Coming back down again on the out-breath, coming forward and down. And when you breathe in, feeling the breath itself enhance the stretch. And on each out-breath, coming down a little bit further, further, relaxing into the stretch itself. Feeling the muscles in the back of your body, behind the knee, the hamstrings, and the muscles in the leg, the back of the leg, the neck, and your back. Just lengthen as you let them relax and let go. And when you're ready, on an in-breath, stretching the arms back up and coming forward as far as you can, and then raising up with the head between the arms, coming back up until you're stretching up over the head, the thumbs locked and breathing, the chest expanding fully on each in-breath. And when you're ready, slowly letting the arms come back down to the side until they make contact, and then just relaxing. And then switching legs so that the right leg is now out, straight, and you're bringing the left foot so that it's on the floor, on the inside of the right thigh. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, and once again, lowering your body. So you stretch the arms up, keeping the thumbs locked together and breathing in this position. Coming back down, feeling any places in the back or the neck or the shoulders that might be tight. Not overstretching, but simply coming into your limit. You can feel some creative stretching going on. And then you'll be aware that on the out-breath that you might go down and forward and down a little bit more, hanging over your right leg. And again, if you'd like, taking hold of the leg with your hands. And on each out-breath, encouraging your head to come down a little bit more, encouraging your back to stretch a little bit more as you sink into the posture. And when you're ready, inhaling and coming forward with the arms and up, taking a few deep breaths in and out as you stretch the arms once again up over the head, sitting up straight, and then once again on an out-breath coming forward and down over the leg. And directing the breath to any region where you're feeling the stretch in particular. And on each out-breath, letting go of the effort and just hanging here, feeling relaxed. And the stillness, being with your body here now. And then again, when you're ready, on an in-breath, coming forward with the arms over the right foot and up. Sitting up straight and breathing. Stretching and slowly bringing the arms down to the side, letting them float down until they make contact and relaxing. And then sitting with both legs out in front of you and just shaking them out a little bit as you support yourself with your hands behind your back. Shaking the legs out at the knees, flapping your feet back and forth, and then just lying down on your mat, on your back, with your arms alongside your body, but not touching, palms up in the corpse position, with the feet falling away from each other, and just breathing here. Aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath, and feeling it as it deflates on the out-breath. Aware of your body as a whole, as you lie here in stillness. Aware of whatever thoughts may be moving through your mind. Aware of sounds, aware of sensations, the flux of feelings in your body. Just lying here in a state of moment-to-moment awareness as you relax into each breath, as your body sinks a little bit more into the floor on each out-breath as you let go. And now let's do the half bridge to reverse the stretch in the back somewhat and balance it. And we do this by bending both knees so the feet are flat on the floor, body widths apart. With your hands on the floor alongside your body, take a deep breath in. And as you do, lifting your pelvis up off the floor so that you come to rest on the soles of your feet and your upper back. Shoulder blades and the back of your neck and head, and just resting in this position with your thighs parallel to the floor and your pelvis as high as it will go. And just breathing in this position right up into your belly, seeing it expand as you breathe in and recede every time you breathe out. Noticing how the chest is fully expanded and you can breathe very deeply in and out, resting here as still as possible. Allowing your face to relax, your arms. And you can stretch the arms out up beyond the head into the floor and rest in this position. And then when you're ready, again, lowering the pelvis back to the floor. And stretching back out into the corpse with the arms alongside the body. And if you'd like, you can then bring both knees up towards the chest, wrapping your arms around the skin, around your shin, squeezing the knees against the chest, and rocking from side to side. And stretching out the back once again, rocking from side to side. You can always raise your head, put your forehead against the knees, wherever it gets to, rocking a little bit more. And then, once again, stretching out onto your back, letting go, relaxing, sinking into the floor as your muscles release, and bring your attention once again to your breath, staying in touch with your body. And as the tape ends, just remembering what it means for you to engage yourself in this kind of work in this way, giving yourself time and energy, nourishment that helps you to maintain and improve your health, and making the time on a regular basis as we've been practicing, perhaps every other day, to either use this tape or to learn the sequence so that you can do it without a tape. And you can also introduce this body awareness and this method for strengthening the muscular skeletal system and stretching and relaxing yourself as part of your daily routine, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes. Doing this on an ongoing basis and observing your limits and observing the changes in them as you grow, as you become stronger, more flexible, and more balanced.